Calling Rapid Advance. This call and all future calls with Rapid Advance may be monitored or recorded.
It's a quick turnaround without the runaround.
Thank you for calling Rapid Advance. This is John speaking. May I ask who I'm talking with?
Hi, John. It's Surya at the Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you? I just calling you back about Maple Ridge Landscaping.
Yeah. Give me 1 second. Let me
pull
that up for you. I believe with this deal, they had the competitor balance. Is that correct when I'm getting it pulled up with OnDeck?
Yes.
Looking at the numbers, we wouldn't be able to move forward on it just based on what we currently have because we won't be able to net them enough in hand. Do they have any kind of seasonality, I would imagine, being it's landscaping?
Yes.
Where the summer months are better?
Yeah, and they're in North Carolina, so it's like I think they're coming up on that. You know, we could look and see. I think I noticed like a lot of times their statements fluctuate quite a bit too, month to month. So I could go back and look and see or ask them for additional statements or have the rep ask them for more statements if that would do anything. I know they claim to have an offer, I'm not sure, for like $200K.
I can tell you off the statements we have right now, there's no way we're even getting close to 200K.
Yeah. They want. I mean, what we ideally were looking to do was like try to get 150 and pay off OnDeck and net them additional funds.
If we can look at the payback months, I mean, that's the only way we're going to be able to get there. And then the size of the deal, we'd also need to get a P&L and balance sheet for year-to-date current and 2015's tax return.
Okay. Yeah, let me see in order to consider. And it would have to be that there'd be stronger, like, summer months, correct?
Correct. You know, just to give you an idea of where we're standing right now, just off the statements that we have currently, on our standard, which is, give me 1 second. Let me see how many points you guys have built in. On our standard, there's 12 points built in for you guys. On a 12-month, we'd be looking at $79,000 based on the statements we have. If we want to select... a 15-month term would be $92,000. That pays 3 points at a 1.31. And then a 18-month term on preferred, which is a point and a half that pays, we could get up to $102,000 at a 1.25 for 18 months.
All of them kind of balance would have to come down, right?
Yeah, we need to get to at least $120,000 in order to be able to pay off OnDeck, essentially.
I see. Okay. All right. Let me talk to the rep and see if she can get together some more statements or and a tax return at least in order to try to get the approval increased or get more, you know, so that it can actually be approved for enough for them to net funds. I'll see if she has anything else or if she can get anything else for that.
Okay. Did you guys have a preference on the program at all? Because in order to get there, preferred's probably going to be more than likely the one that's going to get us to $120,000. It's a point and a half that it pays on that. Is that going to work for you guys?
I think, you know, whatever options we can get is probably what she'll work with.
There's
a rep. Sometimes there's reps in these deals, and sometimes if it's a current customer, it's me, but this one does have a rep. So I'd have to touch base with her and see kind of, you know, what she's willing to do in regards to points and such. You know, I'm not really sure. But usually, you know, I think if there's competition, they're usually willing to do what they have to do to keep the customer, you know. So I will,
of course.
I'll see if I can get some more, because right now it wouldn't stand to have an approval essentially until we get 2015 tax return, P&L, and additional
balance
statements.
Sheet.
Balance sheet, okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And if for any reason they filed an extension for 2015, then we would need to get P&L and balance sheet for 2015 and 2014's tax return.
Okay. And then in regards to like additional statements, looking for maybe just...
July to November.
July to November. Okay. All right. Let me get this message over to her and then see what we can do.
Actually, grab June all the way till November, and I'll just base it off the whole entire year. That way we have a full year of statements.
Okay. 2005. Okay, perfect. All right, let me...
I just got a feeling June's probably going to be one of their better months, being it's, you know, right at that time of year where the weather's, you know, not too hot but not too cold.
Definitely. Okay, sounds good to me. I will try to get her to get this stuff together so we can do that, get an option.
Sounds good. And then you have my contact information to go ahead and send that back over to, or did you want me to give that to you?
Should I send it directly to you? Is that better?
Yeah, that's perfectly fine, because submissions is just going to forward it to me.
What's your email?
It's going to be J as in Jonathan Wilson at rapidadvance.com.
And that's one Alan and Wilson, right?
Yep, correct. And then I put it in the notes in the deal, if you can see that also. And then my contact information is in there, too.
Okay, perfect. All right. Well, thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you very much. Okay. It was great speaking with you.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.